Tell me your name.
Gilbert Carr.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live on the Glen Ranch with Weta husband.
Okay. When did your family first come to Clark County?
In 1944.
Why did they come?
Why did they come?
Uh-huh.
Well, Dad met this guy on the train going to Kansas City with some cattle, and he told me, or he told Dad he had a ranch out here in Clark County, and if he wanted to, he could lease it.
Did he run cattle before, your dad?
Huh?
Had your dad worked cattle before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, were you in the Marines then?
I was in the Merchant Marine. The reason I was in Merchant Marine, when we went to Kansas City to enlist, I was too young to get into the Marine Corps. So the Merchant Marine had an opening, and I went to the Merchant Marine for 8 months until I was old enough to get into the Marine Corps.
And where did you grow up?
Huh?
Where did you grow up?
Oh, Opie.
Oh, okay. And when you went into the Marines, where were you stationed?
Parris Island, South Carolina.
And then did you go overseas? Did you go overseas?
Yeah.
Were you in the Pacific or the Eastern?
Pacific.
And where did you serve?
In, to back the story up, when I was in the Merchant Marine, we took a load of B-29 bombers and mortars and took them to Hawaii. And then we come back to the States, and I caught another Merchant Marine ship, and that was in 1944. And we waited there at a little island called Inuitok. And I remember going swimming on Christmas Day. And then when we waited there for an escort to go to Saipan, and we all loaded there and got it back to the States. And I quit the Marine Mercury and went into the Marine Corps.
So how long were you in the Marine Corps?
2 years.
And when you got out of service, did you move to Ashland then?
No, I lived in Emporia. And I worked for the Santa Fe Railroad for three years, and then I met Mary, my wife, and we got married, and I was still working for the railroad, and Dad and Walt lived over there at Burns Ranch, over there by Inglewood.
Was it Stacy Burns?
Huh?
Was it Stacy Burns?
What? No.
It was a different?
Yeah. He was from Peabody. He... Anyway, he got Dad. I think Paul got bucked off, and Dad went to get his horse, and his horse stepped in a prairie dog hole or something, and broke Dad's ankle. So, Dad called me up, and 1051 to come out here and help, and we moved out here in 52.
So, where did your parents live? Oh, on the, did they live on Burns' property?
Yeah, over there by Inglewood.
Uh-huh.
And,
were they given housing? Did they have a house?
Yeah. And, I think about 1949, Dad leased Gabbard Ranch, and
so how big was that ranch? How many acres was the Gabbard Ranch?
Oh, 6,000.
So what was the going, how much did they have to pay for the lease?
I don't know.
You don't know how much it was per acre?
No.
How many head of cattle did they run?
Well, on the Gabbard Ranch, he ran around 400 cows.
You do cow-calf pairs?
Huh?
Did he do cow-calf? Did he breed heifers or?
No. Your cow-calf deal.
Right. So, what type of cows? Were they Herefords or?
Herefords.
And did they ever go to Angus? Or did they always run Hereford?
Dad always had Hereford cows and bulls, but when we moved up there on the Glen Ranch, we had Mr. Glenn had Hereford cattle, and Dad bought him out, and a couple of years later, we went to Angus.
So when you and Mary moved out here in 1952,
52.
Where did you live?
We lived in the meantime, Charlie was in Korea, and he got wounded over there, and let's see. He come back to the States and spent some time in a hospital there in Texas, and then they moved him to Topeka. And yeah, that's quite a bit.
So, how many brothers do you have? How many brothers do you have?
Six.
Did they all come to Clark County?
No.
Who did?
Charlie and Larry finally come to Ashland, but Walt and Earl was Earl lived in Wichita, and Walt lived in Texas. He went to school down there.
Did Jerry come here? Did Jerry settle here?
Yeah.
So, you were going to tell me where you lived when you first came out here. Where did you and Mary live?
Oh, you remember that house there on the corner south of the old church?
Yeah.
That's where we lived. And then Charlie got well enough to come home and help. So Don Hoffman I went to work for them a couple of years, and let's see. Dad leased Comstock, which is where I can't say. You know where the Comstock is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you lived up there?
Yeah. We lived up there about 5 years. And then Dad leased the Glen Ranch, and we moved out there.
So did you do cattle all this time when you
yeah.
worked for different people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you moved out that way, had there been a school on the Glen Ranch? Was there one down on the Gabbert?
No.
Okay. So what type of land did he lease? Was it all pasture land, or was there farm ground?
Most of it was pasture land, but some of it was farm ground.
Was it sandy?
Over there around Englewood, it was really sandy.
Was it good farmland?
Hmm?
Was it good farmland?
Oh, kind of medium.
So what kind of crops did they grow?
Well, yeah. Mostly winter feed for cane and stuff like that.
Grow wheat?
Hmm?
Did they grow wheat?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. So did they have other animals besides cattle? Did they have hogs or chickens or horses?
We had the horses, and I think Mom had some chickens over there in Eaglewood. And when they moved to the Gabbert, she had chickens. No hogs.
No. She have a big garden? Did she garden?
Pretty good.
Yep. So George was telling me about a house that they were to move in to that they had to clean the dirt out of.
That was there, over there at Englewood.
So
the Burns Ranch.
And it hadn't been lived in?
No. I don't know. Charlie and my dad come out here and kind of clean it up where Mom wouldn't have to wade in the dirt, you know.
So when he leased, when you leased the Glen place and you had the Gabbert, how many total acres did you lease?
About 18,000 acres.
So do you still lease land?
Yeah.
And how many acres do you have now?
8,000.
8,000. So do you mainly just run cow-calf still?
Yeah.
Do you do any steers? No. How have the ways that you work cattle changed?
Well, when I was working for Deb Good down there at down in Hoffman, sometimes they would throw them up in the corner and rope and drag them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but now I think everybody got that calf cradle.
Yeah. So how has medicine changed? How you doctor cattle, how's that changed?
Well, I remember the only thing that we vaccinated for when I was come out here was a blackleg. And now you give them 3-4 shots. I don't remember what medicine was, but
so when you go feed your cattle, you feed every day?
Yeah.
And what do you feed them?
Pellets down there to rear them out to feed show. And during the storm, we fed some round bales of cane hay.
Uh-huh. So do you mostly check your cattle in the pickup, or do you use a horse, or do you use three-wheeler or four-wheeler?
Mostly in the pickup.
Do they come really good to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you, when you have to gather the cattle, like to go to market, do you use horses then?
Yeah.
Do you ever use four-wheelers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have to gather the cattle, do you hire people to come help?
Yeah.
And how many do you usually need to have help?
Oh, let's see. Six or seven.
So are you in a partnership with your children?
Yeah, George. And no, just George.
Yeah. So how were you able to get started purchasing cattle? Did your dad help you, or?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, he gave each one of the kids 50 cows.
Mm.
So,
did you get a bull?
I think, no, I don't think so.
Did you use his bulls, or did you have to?
We bought bulls.
You bought your own bull?
Yeah.
So where did you go to buy cattle? Did they have the sale here when you were first starting?
Well, they had a sale barn here at Ashland.
Yeah?
But we didn't buy anything here at Ashland. Usually, Dad would go to remember Jim Wagner?
Kinda.
Him and Jim was pretty good friends, and they would go into New Mexico and Raymond Brody was kind of a cattle buyer, and he would tell Dad what where he could find cows and stuff like that.
So how do you buy cattle now? Where do you have to go to buy cattle?
Well, we got this guy over there east of Winfield, and we bought several years a truckload of cows.
Yeah. So how has the price of cattle changed since you started?
I remember when Dad leased the Gabbard Ranch, he could buy all the cows you wanted for $200. And now with I think about 1700 to 1800.
So is it a good time to sell cattle instead of purchasing? Is it a good time to sell?
Well, we sell most of our calves on Superior, and we deliver them in October, and then we call the cows and preg check them, and how many we got to go Dodge with the calls, and then before the first of the year, we got to call this guy from east of Winfield and buy some cows.
So do you calve out cows? Mm-hmm. Do you calve out cattle? Do you?
Not 2 year olds.
Yeah.
No, too old for that.
Yep. I thought of something else. Do you grow like feed and alfalfa to feed your cattle?
No, we plant cane.
Yeah.
For winter feed.
So do you plant wheat?
Yeah.
Do you have a wheat crop? Do you use that for wheat pasture for your cattle?
No.
You just do it for grain?
We just plant it and cut it.
Yeah. Have you always planted wheat since when you first started leasing land out here?
Yeah.
What kind of machinery did you use back when you started?
Oh, we had a one way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two of them. We pulled two one ways. And
did you have a tractor?
Yeah.
Did you ever use horses?
No, not work horses.
What, do you remember what brand of tractor?
Oh, we had a Minneapolis Moline, and then we got rid of that, and we more or less John Deere.
So do you cut your own wheat, or do you have it custom harvested?
Plant alone.
And you cut it yourself?
No. Jeff got two combines, and he usually comes over and does that.
Yeah. So, is it profitable to do wheat?
Not for me, it's not, but if I was, had something to put on there in the fall, like calves or something like that, I think it'd pay for the...
Yeah. Do you have to do more now to plant a crop? Like, do you have to top dress and do that? Or do you use no-till? What type of practices do you use?
Well, we plant our wheat, and then in the spring, we have it sprayed with weed spray and fertilizer.
Yeah. Let's see. I had another one. So, do you remember any disasters? Like, do you remember any blizzards since you moved to Clark County?
Do you remember?
Blizzards. Do you remember any blizzards?
Oh, yeah. Then, 72?
One.
That's the only one that
were you snowed in that year? In 71, were you snowed in?
Yeah.
Did you have a hard time getting water to your cattle?
No. It wasn't the water. We didn't get out among them for 3-4 days.
Did you lose any?
Yeah.
Because were the drifts just too high?
Yeah.
Do you have canyons on your property?
Oh, yeah.
They get down in there?
Yeah. In case in there was a couple of cows down in the canyon. And they had baby calves.
So when do you do cattle calve out? Do you calve over in the spring or in the fall?
Spring.
Spring. Do you remember the big flood of 1957? That rained, it came from the north.
No.
It must have been further south. Do you remember any tornadoes?
No.
None? Oh. Were there any grass fires that... beside the big one that were on the grass that you had?
Yeah, when we first moved out there, I think there were several years where there somebody sort of match out or cigarette, and then we had some lightning fires and stuff like that.
Yeah, the equipment fires, like balers,
no.
Things like that, nothing like that?
No.
Nope. Let me see. Oh, a lot of your land is pasture land, right?
Yeah.
How do you manage it? Do you rotate pastures or limit how many cows you have in each field? Or?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mainly do?
We try to give a cow a year-round pasture about 28 acres, 28 acres.
So when it's gotten really dry around here, have you had to cut back how many cows you purchase? Did that last for a while?
Well, I forget what year it was. We sent some, a couple load of cows down to Bristol, Oklahoma, and summered in that and we brought the calves home and sold the cows.
So have you ever completely sold off all of your cows? You've always had a starter herd?
No.
So how have fences changed? How have the fences changed? Do you have 5-wire fences or 4-wire fences, or do you use a lot of electric fence to keep your cows in?
Oh, most of them is 4-wire.
Yeah.
Of course, when a fire comes through, they had a crew come out there and they put up 5 wires. But most of it 4 wires.
Did they use steel posts
and
alternate with creosote posts? Yeah. So how did the fire of 2017 affect your operation? Did you lose cattle?
No.
Did you lose a lot of pasture?
Well, we probably lose maybe 3,000 acres.
Did you get lots of rain, though, afterwards?
Yeah.
Thought of another one. So, what's the smartest thing you ever did?
I suppose when I got married.
That's a common answer.
Yeah.
So, when you were working like as a ranch hand for somebody else, what were the type of jobs that you did?
Well, when I worked for Don Hoffman, I would help build fence, and in the winter time, we would Oliver Roman, you remember him? Oliver Roman? He had a team of horses and a wagon, and I would go along with him to kick cows, and of course I had a horse, horse back with me in case there was trouble or something.
Did you own your own horses, or did you ride the person you worked for horses?
I think I own two horses, and then I ride in ranch horses.
So how did they pay you? Did they pay you just in money, or did you have a house or get beef or?
Well, the house that Bessie Seacat lives in now was out there in the country. And we lived in that, and they furnished the beef and $125 a month.
So did you get any time off? You get weekends off or Sunday or anything? Every day, huh? What was your favorite job as a hired hand?
Oh, riding pastures mostly what I like to do.
You have a lot of pastures now. How do you provide water for your cattle? Do you have solar windmills, or do you use old-fashioned windmills?
Well, we've got windmills and one solar pump.
Do you often have to haul water to the solar?
No.
Does it keep up?
Yeah.
When you worked for your dad, or did you work for your dad, or were you like a partner with your dad? Or
did kind of a partner.
Yeah. Have you ever partnered with your brothers or anybody else?
No.
Did your wife help you on the ranch, or did she have another job?
Well, when the kid was growing up, she took care of the house and the kids. And then when the kids got out of high school, I think she went to work down there at the hospital.
She was an EMT too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
In your current operation, how has it changed from when you first started? Is it simpler? Do you have more equipment, or there are better ways of doing things from?
Yeah.
What's the best changes?
Oh, in the winter time, we used to call and I would bring out 100-pound socks and put them in the barn. Whereas now we got them bulk tanks, and pretty simple.
So how much can you put in your tank? How much will it hold? Will it hold a half ton or ton or?
25 ton.
Ooh. And how long can you feed off that?
I would say months.
Do you have a gauge or something that tells you it's getting low? Just got to climb up there and look?
Well, beat on the side.
See if it sounds, how it sounds?
Yeah.
So, do you feed in the morning or the evening?
Morning.
And do two of you feed?
Yeah.
So that it doesn't, how long does it take you to feed your cattle? Are you done by noon?
Done by noon.
Usually?
Unless something goes wrong, you know.
Yeah. Do you have to doctor a lot of cattle?
No.
Yeah. Do you ever have cattle wander off? I mean, that you have to go find in somebody else's pasture?
We're short some cows right now, but I don't know whether I miscounted or was there wandered off or somebody drove them off.
Yeah. So when you first moved out there to the Glen Ranch, did you have lots of neighbors?
Yeah. Well, we had the whole signs and Jim Miles. And Pete Henson.
So do you have more neighbors now than you did then? Have fewer? And they're further away?
No, there's a boy who lives out there on where Jim Miles used to live. But all signs.
Yeah, it's gone. Okay. Can you think of anything else? Have anything else you'd like to say? Anything you wrote down?
Mm-hmm.
You have anything you wrote down that we didn't cover?
Depression. What did depression do for your operation?
Oh, yeah.
Dad owned some land there, Hopi, and he lost that.
So was he always a cattleman, or was he mainly a farmer?
Yeah, when he always had cows and farm.
So this offer from this guy that told him that there was land to lease out here, did that come at a good time?
Yeah. In 1935, I remember he was good friends with Carl Winters, the Winters Feedlot, the sale. And he had some land up there by Calvesta. And that was in the midst of depression and I remember I went to school up there at north of Calvesta. I was in third grade. And he was so dry. His fella east of had a bunch of sheep. And he was coming across the country with, I don't know, several hundred sheep. And there would be a dead one about every 50 feet. They just didn't have nothing to eat.
Yeah. So do you remember any of the dust storms?
Yeah.
Like, tell me a story.
Well, when we left school, we'd sometimes you'd get lost, you know. We had about a mile to walk school.
You remember any snowstorms? Do you remember any snowstorms when you were little? Or rainstorms? But it
No.
was just dry all the time, right? What'd you do for food? Where did you shop in Calvesta?
When I don't think Calvesta had a grocery store at that time, so you'd go to Garden City or Dodge.
Yeah. If you could change things, what would you change?
I don't think I don't have an answer.
If you change something, it would make everything different, wouldn't it? Art, do you have like a succession set up so that there will be another generation running the operation?
Well, it depends on the grand family, whether George will be able to stay there or the way they got that set up is Cessna and Scott have got to die and then their kids will decide
Take over. It's in a trust, right? The land's in a trust. So it's basically up to what the family wants to do, if they're going to keep it and lease it or if they'll sell it. You have any other things to tell me? We covered pretty much all your operation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to do this.
You
bet. We appreciate it.